Hi, I'm Dave Scott. Welcome to Living by the Words of God. All, or at least most of us, would like to be hope givers. People who, with confidence and compassion, point to the light at the end of the tunnel. People who call attention to the silver lining. Who sing with Little Orphan Annie, "The sun will come out tomorrow." But not all hope fulfills its promise. Some hope disappoints. The Bible tells us how to access hope that does not disappoint. This week in Lesson 8, our main emphasis is diagramming, and I want to illustrate this truth with a very basic diagram of Romans 5, 3-5, and then I will make some observations. Romans 5, 3-5, and not only that, but we also glory in tribulations, knowing that tribulation produces perseverance, and perseverance character, and character hope. Now hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who was given to us. Please join me in the process. If you are driving, keep your eyes on the road, but visualize a virtual 8.5x11 scratch pad. First we write, "We also glory in tribulations." Then draw a horizontal line to the right of that phrase and write, "Knowing that." Another line to the right, "Tribulation produces perseverance." Line to the right, "Character." Line to the right, "Hope." Now let's make a few observations. I would now draw a vertical line upward from glory in tribulations and write why. Why should I be happy about trouble? Looking at my diagram, I see that I glory because of something I know. As we can see from the progression of this very basic diagram, that experiencing tribulations or troubles is the first step toward hope. Two powerful truths we get from this brief examination of Romans 5, 3-5. Tribulation is the first step toward hope that doesn't disappoint. And tribulation is the first step toward God pouring His love into our hearts by the Holy Spirit. Much more to say here, so why don't you send me your thoughts at livingbythewordsofgod@verizon.net. Thanks for listening. Dave Scott, livingbythewordsofgod.com.